Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank the like button to help this video reach a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, The Family Law Project. It's similar to RateMDs.com, and if you've been to a corrupt family court or woke school, you can now report terrible judges, teachers, caseworkers, and therapists on The Family Law Accountability Project. It helps you figure out which lawyers and educational institutions to avoid, too. And by leaving a review, you help others having their academic or financial life wrecked by wokesters. What are you waiting for? Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, Candace Owens is calling for a ban on corn. How about women ban abortion first and then we'll talk? Or maybe just ban dating apps because they're horrible for most men. Those would be the equivalent for women. Limiting their options, of course. But women won't allow dating apps to get banned because they profit way too much from them. On one hand, women hate corn because it can take their attention. But on the other hand, they like it because women can use it to steal your pension. Trad women want to control men through sex, too. They just don't want other women on Lonely Fools to take the money they feel entitled to. Up next, remember guys, to have value you have to put in the hard work. But for women to have value, all they have to do is have a vag. These days, the average man won't even reach half of the intrinsic value of a cooch. One guy named Nate said that he had to become a multimillionaire before he had equal social standing with an above-average, do-nothing, 20-something girl. I guess he wasn't a Chad. But soon with sex robots and with surrogacy and artificial wombs, the vag will lose its value. Sell, Mortimer, sell. Number three, here's Giorgia Meloni. She was elected in Italy because she was against illegal immigrants. And now look at her. How would you describe her with two words? I only need one. Hypocrite or liar. Maybe even traitor. What do you expect from a gold digger married to an oil mogul? She loves multiculturalism but pretends to hate it so she could get elected. She's the perfect female chameleon politician. Moving on, this woman says that she's going to design sex robots with such an advanced AI that they're going to reject incels. But what man would pay for that? Instead, men will pay for lover bots with the brain and personality of a dog in heat. But if this woman's dream did happen, this is how you get an incel uprising. Besides, it's not like women can design anything anyways. What have women ever invented besides chocolate chip cookies? Imagine spending $10,000 on a lover bot only to get cucked. Number 5, Kathleen Kennedy says a lot of women in Star Wars struggle with fan attacks because the fan base is male-dominated. So they know the fan base is men, so why not give men what they want to see? Oh, that's right, because they don't want men to enjoy anything in this world. Typical female behavior. You see men having fun and you need to put a stop to it. Bankrupt the company she will. Laugh we will. Besides, what fans? I was a fan in the 80s and 90s, and even now I'm apathetic. Up next, Canada's cucked. In the city of Victoria, the city hall has been lit up red and now displays a period flag geared towards menstrual equity. I say force all the employees and politicians to use tampons by force to show solidarity. But remember the good old days when we just wanted cities to fix potholes. Also, where does one purchase a period flag? And when will they be flying a boner flag too? You know, for equity's sake. Number 7, search engines used to be a lot better in the past. Google is starting to wreck its search business and AI is going to eat its lunch. Another reason you can't find anything is because they stopped indexing websites in their search engines. So most of the sites just shut down because they didn't get any traffic. So now we have a dead internet except for YouTube and social media. You could find anything you wanted in the 90s and early 2000s. Someone mentioned Yandex, and it's absolutely amazing. Moving on, a man saved this woman from drowning, but now she's suing him because he touched her. Looks like next time a woman is drowning, guys will just film her from their phones as she's flopping around in the water, instead of trying to save her. Then if women, if they miraculously survive the drowning, will try and sue men for not trying to save them. You can't seem to win except to walk away from society entirely. And all this time I thought that land whales like the water. Number 9, German police investigate a Foreigners Out EDM song that's spreading among the young people. It's probably AI generated, so they won't be able to pin the blame on any individual singer. But the cops are stupid because they're just triggering the Streisand effect, and now more people than ever will share the song. The foreigners will never leave, though, because they no longer see themselves as foreigners. Eventually, the cops will turn to the side of those white nationalists because of scenes like this where the cop is trying to arrest a man for trying to subdue a violent migrant. Meanwhile, the violent migrant is ending him at the same time. Up next, Leo is 45 and Camilla is 22 here. But Julie asks if that's creepy because he's 49 and she's 19, making up a larger age gap to try and make him look like a pervert. The woman in this picture is worth $27 and has low status. Leo is worth way more and is famous. Love is as simple as that. They both look happy, like they are getting what they wanted. Other women can't stand it when an unmarried man is happily playing the field and won't wife up any of them. Number 11, yet women aren't saying anything when Robert De Niro is 40 with his 10-month-old baby. I wonder if the wife changes their diapers at the same time. I'm sure the nanny does both. The kid also has his eyes only slightly more slanty. He also appears to have a short man complex and wears these wonderful shoes to look taller, but just ends up looking like a clown. De Niro hates Trump, but when you have friends like Weinstein, who needs enemies? Moving on, which do you prefer? Small or large? None for me, because both come with unwanted character traits, making my life hell on earth. But I suppose if I had to choose, it would be somewhere in the middle. Here's an interesting fact. The wealthier a man gets, the higher chance he likes them smaller. The lower the level of financial education and financial success a man has, the higher the chances he likes them bigger. But given this choice, the correct answer is yes. Number 13, instead of Giorgio Meloni, we need to bring back Silvio Berlusconi. He says that immigrants are not welcome, but beautiful girls can stay. I think he just invented the definition of good immigration. Canada should let in 1 million attractive women each year, and then the fertility crisis would be solved in a hurry. But instead, we need 1 million Pajits coming in working at Walmart, hiding all the toilet paper, so that the Western people start using their hands in buckets instead. Up next, why is it that feminists lose their mind about a fake story like The Handmaid's Tale, but that they don't see the real oppression of Arab women as the possibility for themselves one day? Probably because they see white males as the oppressors and brown men as the oppressed, and the actual effect they have on real women is irrelevant. They probably tried talking to them about their culture once, but the bartender cut them off and told them that they were talking to patio umbrellas. White women also fear Muslim men as well. Number 15, we have a woman with a high 40 body count, yet she told her husband it was way less. Being married to him, according to her, has been like 100 years long. He looks like a man that never would have been married if he knew the actual number. Most women these days are in the mid to high double-digit range. Even Jesus said that you can divorce a woman if she commits fornication, and he hates divorce. Moving on, someone says, caption this. It looks like a death wish to me. They're really ballsy, no pun intended, even though they have four of them between them. Let's see if they try and say that in an Islamic country and get away with it. They've turned themselves into targets. If they were in Gaza, they would be shouting it on the way down from a rooftop. In the end, they'll probably run away next to this one, sporting the Fatties for a Free Palestine t-shirt. Number 17, this is the current state of modern gaming, movies as well as TV shows. A girl power movie comes out, and men and women won't watch it. But women will only attack the men for not watching it. Rinse and repeat until the money runs out, or until AI starts making all the movies and shows. Women make content that no one wants to watch to wreck men's ability to enjoy those franchises, and so they can finally get a paycheck. The sooner they wreck everything, the sooner men can just make their own stuff and completely cut the cooches out of the loop. Up next, a Jewish woman used a pointy object on herself twice and staged an anti-Semitic hate crime in France. I say punish her the way they would punish her fictitious attacker. But of course, no one's going to do that because it just makes way too much sense. This is a standard leftoid tactic. Create fake racism, fake violence, and scream about it to take more power over people. Number 19, Australia announces a new parliamentary secretary role to change men's behavior. They have to handicap men so that women can win at everything and appear equal or superior. From my experience, trying to restrict male behavior only makes us more rebellious and we look for workarounds. Also, imagine how well it would go over if men created a minister tasked with the job of changing women's behavior, but only men are seen as defective in need of changing their behaviors. Moving on, we have a self-proclaimed alpha male revealing why he's dating a trans woman. Blair White was trying to claim that men like him have a different sexual orientation. I don't know what kind of magic spell she's casting with this one, but what do we call this? Maybe alpha queer or gay with extra gymnastic steps. If he grew some balls during an argument with her, she would just tell him, "Way ahead of you, dude." Besides, saying that you're an alpha disqualifies you from being one. Number 21, model Tess Holliday bravely opens up about her anorexia battle. Looks like the battle was one-sided and anorexia didn't stand a chance. Looks like she also spelled obese wrong. I also can't believe that people actually give this news site money. Up next, the Oxford student who was too bright to be jailed after stabbing her Tinder date with a bread knife is now dating the son of a super-rich Russian oligarch, worth $1.2 billion. Next headline, Oxford student stabs Russian husband and inherits $1.2 billion. If I was a billionaire son, I would aim just a little bit higher. Bro also better watch out that she doesn't poison his vodka. The world is full of rich blue-pilled simps out there that are dumb when it comes to women. Moving on is an update to the Arby's Ready to Settle Down sandwich. Except these sandwiches will probably make you want to lose your appetite. It also makes me wonder what you have to type into ChatGPT to create an image like this. Number 25 and the last one, people don't realize that getting down on one knee and kissing a woman's hand is the same as putting on a gimp suit and putting nail polish on her feet. Unfortunately, I don't agree because the picture on the left is far more dangerous and expensive. Painting a woman's toenails won't ruin your life the way that marriage will. Did you know that in Spanish, a wife is called esposa? That's the same word that means handcuffs. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.